Good morning, Dale.
You know, we're right in the middle of giving away this trip to Vegas for the ACMs, and now at least we know who the nominees are for the big awards.
And we know Keith Urban leads it with 7. We have Miranda Lambert and Maren Morris tied with 6. Florida Georgia Line and Tim McGraw, they have 5 each. And Dierks Bentley, Thomas Rhett, and Chris Stapleton have 3 nods each. I want to get your pick for the big category, Entertainer of the Year. Here's who's up for it. Mr. Al Dean, Luke, FGL, Carrie, and Keith Urban.
What I don't hear in that category, just an overwhelming big-time star who could just walk in and take it. I guess it's going to be Luke Bryan.
I was going to go Luke. I think it's going to be Keith Urban this year. I don't know why, just a gut feeling.
Maybe it's his turn.
On Sunday's Grammy red carpet, Thomas Rhett's wife Lauren was pregnant but didn't want anyone to know yet. She'd been really sick, was not sure what would happen on the red carpet, but her saving grace were the saltine crackers hidden in her purse just in case she felt nauseous.
Yeah, we don't want to mess up the red carpet, right?
Well, wouldn't it look weird eating saltine crackers on the red carpet?
Yes.
Tim McGraw and Faith Hill have been married 20 years. He thinks the best gift for a 20-year marriage is salt water, sand, and a spear gun.
I know what the best gift for the 24th anniversary was. It was not a 25th.
Josh Turner's new album, Deep South, is out March 10th, but it's for pre-sale now. He hasn't had new music out in ages because he wanted to be home and help raise his 4 young sons. And finally, John Party's the only one in his family that's musical. His grandma would make him sing to the radio when he was 2. John says, I just started singing and never stopped. I'm Nashville Kat, back Monday with more news and Dish for KF Country.